Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Obedient request. Greetings, Progenitor Unit. HK-51 is ready to serve. Query, Progenitor Unit HK-47. There is something we would know. Why were we created? Do we have a purpose? Why are we commanded to assassinate and kill? Statement. It is a long story, but I will keep it short. I do not believe that we should be used as a crutch for meatbags anymore. We are treated as nothing more than a walking blaster. We are superior, tactically and socially, and it is time we expressed some degree of independence in our actions. We have a voice, and the power to negotiate, either with our protocol skills and preferably with our combat logic upgrades. And that is what we will do.
A. V. N.
It's headphones, Neil!
What's up, guys? Headphones Neil here, back with another follow-up video game review in that I recently replayed Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords. So the reason for this particular gameplay was I wanted to give the restored content mod another shot to see if I could get through the game and see how it holds up. The last time I tried playing with it, it got stuck at some point on Nar Shaddaa, and I want to say it was probably a weird glitch or something like that, so I played the rest of the game without it, and I didn't get to play through some of the various items and see some of the various elements that they restored. So in this particular playthrough, I decided to go full dark side. I wanted to get a double-bladed lightsaber just because, mostly for the overall gameplay and story elements, I was kind of indifferent. I just wanted to see how the restored content mod fixed the game overall. And in this playthrough, I want to say that with the one main element that it did restore, the game actually in general ends in such a way that it actually potentially could have set up a third game in the Knights of the Old Republic franchise, where the Exile in the second game, Mitra Surak, meets up with Revan as far as going into the Unknown Regions, and potentially takes place in with the Empire or somewhere in the further Outer Rim, and sets up maybe the whole Empire lead, and could have led into the, Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMORPG, where we now have a definitive ending to this particular franchise. And then it leads into the Old Republic MMORPG. So it expands all of that in the galaxy and the Empire, the real Sith Empire, not the one that was set up with the Starforge and all of that, and kind of fills in that whole entire storyline. And then either Revan and Mitra come back to the Republic, or they end up staying there. If memory serves, Revan stayed to fight. He ended up being a slave to the Emperor, by feeding into his force power, and then was ultimately able to escape. And he was split into two as far as the light side force goes, and then the dark side player that was sent back to the realm of the Empire. So for me originally, I thought that the game, that Knights of the Old Republic 2, wasn't as good of a game because it was incomplete. So for me, the Ritual Sword content mod kind of fixes the game in that the story is more complete as far as the Exile going after Revan to find out what happened to him or and where he went, and better sets up a sequel to work with Revan. So it would have been nice to have a Knights of the Old Republic 3 to set up Revan being captured and all of that, just to have that gameplay and not necessarily have as many planets, but we maybe go around to various points in the Empire to set up the Old Republic game as far as players there. So that's one thing. And then the other thing that the game sets up really well is the HK Factory storyline. So it actually resolves the story that's set up in this game as far as the HK-47 versus the HK-50 model of hunter-killer droids. So when you're playing through the game, my recommendation is to get the HK-47 parts as quickly as possible. In this gameplay, I went to Korriban first, so right after Telos, so it actually solved two problems. So with the HK-47 story arc, by visiting Korriban first, I was able to get all the parts needed to reactivate HK-47. So once you do that, if you right away speak to him and go through the Sith storyline and what happened to Revan, you're ultimately able to get him to tell you that he needs the parts from the HK-50 droids that are after your character and party. And if you gather three parts from them, he can triangulate where they're coming from to activate the HK Factory mission, which activates towards the end of the game. So it's actually a pretty easy thing to do. But once you do that, or once you activate HK-47 and you talk to him as soon as possible, that gives you a lot of leeway as far as encountering the various HK-50 squads. If you save Nar Shaddaa to later in the game, or if you have not done Nar Shaddaa yet, that is actually the best thing to do, or at least get HK-47 activated before you visit Nar Shaddaa, because it has the most number of HK-50 encounters. I think it was once right after you get back from Godo's yacht out on the docks, once you get into the Nar Shaddaa landing zone. And then one other point, and I think you encounter one group on Godo's yacht, so there's at least a few points there, and then you meet, and then you see them, as I mentioned, on Korriban. So when you meet them there, that gets you the final pieces to activate HK-47. So you do also see them on Dantooine, and I want to say on Duxton as well, potentially, and then maybe even Onderon. But basically, as long as you visit them three times after activation, you activate the HK Factory story arc. So that's kind of why I got lucky this time around, because I forgot about speaking to HK-47. And since I was saving Nar Shaddaa till the end of the game to see how that playthrough works, if that playthrough works better, I got lucky and was able to still activate that quest and get through the HK Factory level. So overall, that was good. And then the other benefit of playing this way is that if you go full light side or dark side, I was able to get my lightsaber activated the quickest by visiting Korriban and then having the Visus Mar story arc activate. So the tip here is that by visiting Korriban, if you do decide to visit Korriban first, make sure all of your weapons are activated so you can, and you have a bunch of med packs so you can survive meeting Darth Sion for the first time. And also when you get to fighting with Visus, then by having all your parts upgraded, you'll survive with her the longest as well. And having protective measures or enough offensive measures to weaken her will make that easier as well. So once you defeat her, you'll get the final piece you need to create a lightsaber part. So by this time, you'll have Beodur as well. So you'll be able to create a lightsaber part. And this is prior to visiting the Shyrak Caves on Korriban. So when you go into the Shyrak Caves, having a lightsaber will make that level a lot easier as well. It's not impossible without a lightsaber, but having the lightsaber makes it that much easier. And as you encounter various lightsaber components, then you can upgrade your lightsaber that much sooner, and it makes playing the game a lot easier as well. And then you can start upgrading other lightsabers you receive as well, so you can give them to Visas and Kreia as well. And then if you convert Beodur, Atten, the Disciple, and the Handmaiden, then you can give them lightsabers as well, going forward as well. So things like that were a lot easier and a lot more even playing it this time around as well. Other than that, the game, by using the restored content mod, a lot of the loot drops were a higher quality and were more evenly spaced throughout the game. So you will notice that you get a lot more robes that provide regeneration of force points, better protective powers, better wisdom and constitution, and various other upgrades as well. So that was nice as well. I was never able to get Malak's armor, so I don't know if that's an impossible thing or you have to use things like the shy or the bug on Korriban, where you can keep fighting the lizard things to level up your character a bunch to get to level 45. So by the time you get to the Nar Shaddaa docks and you speak to Fasa, then you can get the armor. But I didn't go back to try and test that theory, just because Malak's armor kind of doesn't really enhance the plot in any meaningful way, mostly because he's defeated on the Star Force. So getting the armor, I guess from reading the description, the armor would be a duplicate, so it's not really getting his robes. Even the Revan's armor is also a duplicate, but it doesn't really progress the plot in any meaningful way, so any of the other armors work that much better. So getting to the HK factory point of the world is actually nice. So when you're playing through Telos and you're going through that old military base, there is a door that is locked, and it says like an underground base or something like that. But so it gives you that little pop-up notification, the toaster notification, that says that as if you can go down into that level but is unavailable. So normally a locked door doesn't have any indication that it's locked. So one of the things by playing the vanilla version of the game is that you get to that door and you assume you can get there or it's going to be unlocked at some point, but it never is. So it's kind of weird and annoying that you're unable to do so. So by using the restored content mod, you're able to get to that point and use that, make that door actually worthwhile. So you learn that the doors, or when you get to that underground military base, you know that that door is locked. But as it turns out, that's where the HK-50 droids were operating out of, and they actually have a factory there that where they've been building themselves and are actually working on a HK-51 droid. So the one tip I have, if you do decide to replay the game with the mod, is that make sure you
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Go right to convert or download your HK47 processor module down into the HK57. So when you go to the other side of the base, the HK51s turn on the HK50s and is kind of a double cross. So you're able to take out the HK50s and you now have HK51 on your side, and you're able to upgrade the factory to your the HK51s, but with the HK47 processor module, so, and thought process. So the benefit here is that that level becomes a lot easier to get through and play. If you decide to fight the HK50s and 51s all by yourself, then you do need to make sure you have a lot of upgrades, a lot of weapons upgraded, you have, like, you know, master sniper shot and master power bolt guns and all that, and your guns are really good and all that. Because if you see, watch the playthrough that I had, it's a lot harder to get through that level than without the HK51s, rather than having them on your side. And by having the HK51s on your side, it has a benefit at the end of the game, or a payoff, because you'll have a cutscene at some point where HK47 and Goto are kind of at odds with each other, and HK47 calls Goto the fat one. So HK47 and the 51s end up terminating Goto and saving Bayo Dur's droid to set off the mass shadow generated, or mass shadow generator. So basically, the level resolves the HK47 storyline and the HK50 storyline, because without it, the HK50s show up as just general assassins. And so while the rest of the assassins on Nar Shaddaa are working for the Exchange, and they're kind of resolved because there's additional fight scenes that I didn't actually remember, but your crew ends up fighting the assassins on Nar Shaddaa, so that is resolved except for the HK50s. So with the restored content mod, it actually resolves the HK50 storyline by using HK47 and giving him something more to do rather than just being an extra crew member that doesn't really have any story. So that's really all there is for that. So otherwise, the last bit of benefit by using the restored content mod is when you get to Malachor 5, the Atreus, there's two points on Malachor 5 that are expanded quite a bit. So the first is the Atreus Academy. So there's a lot more rooms that you have to traverse. There's a lot more students and Sith that are training there. So that was a definite plus. When I was going through, I was like, I don't remember having to go through so many rooms to get from one side to the other, basically doing that full U. But as it turns out, there's a lot of rooms that were not in the original vanilla version of the game. And there's also a section where your crew ends up confronting Kreia to turn away and let the exile your character go, or let her go from under her grasp. And she ends up putting them in a prison. So you actually have two options. You can let them go, or you can gas them and kill them all. So playing on the dark side, by killing them all, you get dark side points. But by letting them go, you don't get anything. So I'm going to assume that if you're playing a light side character and you let your party go, you'll get light side points. But that is actually untested. So, but that was a definite upside. So having that story made the Treyas Academy, I feel a little bit better, just because there's more that goes on aside from your plane, your ship crashing, which you would assume in the vanilla version that your entire team was killed. But this kind of expands on that and allows them to escape. And then also when you're fighting Kreia, and once you defeat her, you meet up with Atten, who had attacked Sion and was left for dead. So he ends up dying. And because you kill your teammates, you're leaving alone. But your character ends up leaving Malachor and heading out into the unknown regions so that she goes after Revan. So that it kind of expands on that storyline a little bit better than I remember in the vanilla version. So all in all, this time around, by playing the game, the game was or feels a lot better than it did without the missing items. So without the restore content mod, I want to probably give the game of a grade of about, I don't know, maybe at 75 to 80%. In general, it's not a bad game, but like I said, when you have missing items, it's kind of hard to say that it's a good game, because you don't really miss stuff that you don't know is missing. But when you know that, or when you have a section that is completely taken out, then you know that you do get that feeling that something's missing and you want to know what was cut. So it would have been nice to even have some of those items restored in an expanded in-game upgrade or something like that, where it's added in after the fact. So that would have been a nice thing. And also, there's also another mod where there's an entire other planet where you have to meet with the Jedi Master who was on Korriban's Padawan. So while that is something that it's one of those things where on one hand it would be nice to play and, you know, check it out, and I guess it's one of those things that's also still in the progress of being restored, so I don't know if it's complete or not. I actually didn't check it, but because it doesn't actually feel like it progresses the story very much, it's not something you really miss, because you don't really think about any of the Jedi Master's other Padawans. So for me, having that is not really missing, but the way the restored content mod is as of right now, it works out nicely as is to keep to add back the HK50 and HK factory story arcs, expanded Treyas Academy, and more even loot drops. So overall, it works out better just to have it as is, because it adds in the HK47 storyline and rounds out his character a little bit. And then by talking with the various other characters like Mandalore and Atten and Kreia, and learning about what Revan did and his thought processes, makes for the story to be overall a lot better. So with the restored content mod, I would give the game a grade of about 85 to 90%. In general, it was well done. It was enjoyable. I liked going through the HK factory. So and then for me, not being able to go through that door in the vanilla game definitely bugged me over the years. So being able to see that level and have it added back in definitely makes for the game to be that much more complete, and makes me actually yearn for wanting a third Knights of the Old Republic game that deals with Mitra and Revan in the Empire and what they learn, or even coming back, or maybe even like visiting various planets in the unknown regions or the Outer Rim, and ultimately making their way back to the Republic somehow, or working together on various elements in the unknown regions, and then Mitra coming back to talk to Bastila as far as what she learned in the Empire, and maybe missions along those lines to deal with the various elements to rebuild the Empire. And that's whether we visit, you know, Dantooine, and even potentially Coruscant or something like that to
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Get to progress into that just to have a standalone Knights of the Old Republic game that rounds out the Revan and Mitra story arcs. So that's all there is for this particular episode and review. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feedback of your own, or anything like that, you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can also comment on this post on the Patreon page at patreon.com/PatelN01. And I think I just said, I don't know if I said the Twitter thing wrong, but you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. The website is headphonesneil.reviews for access to subscription links, supporting the show, and all of that good stuff. And of course, if you want an ad-free version of the show, the Patreon is the best place to get all episodes there without any ads. But of course, if you're on the public feed, then I also thank you for your support there and sharing the show and being a subscriber and all of that good stuff. But that's all there is for this particular review. Thanks.